to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings every Saturday from 2 to 6, and beer and spirit tastings on Sundays from 3 to 5. Information at thecorkscrew.com.
Sunny and 75 today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Ed Kieser delivers that news in 5 minutes, but first AM 580 News with Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A man convicted of murdering his wife and hiding her body for several months is expected to hear his sentence later this morning. The disappearance of Naomi Arnett from her home in Sadorus back in May of last year touched off a series of efforts to find her. Those efforts ended that September when searchers found her body in a shallow grave outside the town. Robert Arnett was charged with strangling her in her home and hiding the body. Last September, a jury found him guilty. Arnett could receive up to a 60-year sentence for the murder, which is what State's Attorney Julie Reed says she will ask for. He was once known as Fast Eddie, but these days Edward Verdoliak is just fighting to stay out of the federal pen. Verdoliak was the tough, streetwise leader of white Chicago aldermen in a spectacular feud with the city's first black mayor 25 years ago. He lost that fight, but later got rich as a dealmaker on the shadowy fringes of Chicago politics. Lawyers are start picking a jury today for the 69-year-old Verdoliak's trial on charges of receiving kickbacks. The accusations stem from the same investigation that led to a fraud conviction for influence peddler Antoine Tony Rezko. Rezko is a former fundraiser for Governor Al Blagojevich. The indictment charges Verdoliak arranged to get a kickback for an attorney in a real estate deal. The first question that voters in Chicago will face on their general election ballot isn't the presidential pick. It's whether Illinois should hold a constitutional convention. Voters across the state see that same question on their ballots. And the referendum has caused some unlikely alliances. Tony Arnold reports.
If voters approve a constitutional convention, elected delegates would meet to potentially change the state constitution. The idea has politicians, Republicans and Democrats, friends and enemies, drawing proverbial lines in the sand. The governor opposes it, the lieutenant governor likes it, and some unions are finding themselves alongside rival interest groups against the Constitutional Convention, also known as ConCon.
It is a combination of both politics and differing policy positions that have made such strange bedfellows in terms of this fight over ConCon.
Kent Redfield is a professor of political science at the University of Illinois at Springfield. He characterizes the odd partnerships that have formed as those who like the status quo versus others who want to shake things up. I'm Tony Arnold.
The U.S. presidential election and the convention or constitutional convention referendum are not the only hot issues in Illinois. A referendum in an upscale suburb north of Chicago will gauge public support for a controversial historic preservation plan. Chip Mitchell has that story.
The village of Kenilworth includes about 825 single-family homes, some designed by famous architects like George Mayer, Daniel Burnham, and Frank Lloyd Wright. This summer, the village board voted to nominate Kenilworth for the National Register of Historic Places. Just a handful of Illinois municipalities already have that honor. But the nomination isn't going over with some Kenilworth residents and business owners.
This is often the first step in much more stringent controls on what property owners can do with their homes.
Homemaker Kelly Kobor helped petition to get an advisory referendum on tomorrow's ballot. She hopes it'll show a lack of support for the plan. Regardless of the results, the Illinois Historic Sites Advisory Council is expected to vote on Kenilworth's nomination in December. I'm Chip Mitchell.
Classes have been canceled today at an elementary school in Peoria that was damaged by a fire over the weekend. Officials say the blaze early Sunday at Thomas Jefferson Primary School caused about $250,000 in damage. Nobody was hurt, and the cause is under investigation. Officials say a passerby saw flames in the school's windows and called authorities. Classes are set to resume tomorrow at a vacant school district building. Terre Haute's historic Indiana Theater will be filled with soaring organ music again by next summer after restoration of the theater's organ. Restored components were unloaded and installed over the weekend at the theater by members of the American Theater Organ Society, who are working with the theater's Wurlitzer 230. It's a replacement for the 1922 theater's original organ, which was removed in the 70s and later fell into ruin in a barn. The new organ was found in California and donated to the Organ Society's Central Indiana chapter by the group's Northern California chapter 3 years ago. Once it's restored and installed by next summer, the organ's 1,200 pipes and three keyboards will fill the theater with music. It'll be one of only 10 of its kind in all of Indiana. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30 with headlines at 8:06. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 7:35. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at weather. And Ed, it's so warm out, the thermometer's broken.
Huh?
Yeah, right here. I went over to look at it, you know, top of the hour. I banged on it a couple of times, and it's just three dashes.
On your thermometer in your studio?
Yeah, that's all I'm getting, three dashes.
Well, the thermometer's working. It must be something else, because I have a reading.
Let me hit it harder. No, still not working.
I'm sure the engineering department listening in is happy that you're hitting the equipment.
Not really hitting it. Stage acting. What do you got in there?
I have 53.
Great. And we're on our way to 75 today.
You must need just a new battery in the unit. That's probably all you need, because the thermometer's working. You use the same thermometer I do.
Yeah,
you just have a different wireless readout.
Well, I'll have to fill out the paperwork and get that done. So today is going to be a beautiful...